From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
This is the Bryant Park Project. News, information, and breakfast orders abounding here from the staff. I'm Allison Stewart.
And I'm Bill Wolf. This is January 11th, 2008.
You're getting used to the schedule, Bill. You see, we have this sort of ritual where we call at 6 a.m.
I am?
I'm assuming maybe.
I'm getting familiar. I don't know if I'm getting used to it.
We all have this big breakfast order we put in at 6 o'clock, and we all eagerly await for it to arrive. So it's just arrived. So you and I are going to have to do some scarfing.
Can we make the time go faster so we can eat?
We'll see what we can do. You know, maybe we'll get Laura Conaway to stretch that newscast so we can get to our... I got egg wakes and turkey bacon, didn't you?
I sure did.
Yeah.
I take your lead, darling.
Last night, you were going to try to be a good news person.
Well,
of course, work at MSNBC.
And I'm also genuinely interested in the Republican race for the presidential nomination.
Mm-hmm.
It's wide open, and the characters are interesting, and the discussion is interesting, and it's important to the country. So, sat down to watch it, but turns out...
The debate on Fox.
I really wanted to watch it, except there was a new Ugly Betty on and a new 30 Rock, so I watched 30 Rock and then went to sleep. What about you? Did you stay up, did you? That was you asleep on the couch.
That was me face down on the couch. I watched nothing. I watched the inside of my eyelids.
I thought that was you.
Coming up on this hour of the Bryant Park Project, a study out of India found that women actually do lead differently than men, and in some ways, they're a little bit better at it. We'll explain why. Or at least let's explore why the study says so.
And for football fans like Allison Stewart out there, this weekend, the one that's about to be upon us, may be the best weekend ever. Four unbelievable games, which will occupy almost all day Saturday and almost all day Sunday, my darling. So we'll tell you all about it, what to look for, why to be excited. Like I know you are.
Yeah, now I know what my weekend holds. Okay, there are some new findings about alcohol consumption. That's not what my weekend holds. That was not a segue. The National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism says 30% of folks out there have problems with hooch at some point in their lives. Now, the bar keeps shifting on this, so we're going to discuss a little bit about what means the difference between dependence and abuse and what constitutes what. We'll also go to Laura Conaway for today's headlines in just a minute, but first, let's get to that BPP big story.
It's the economy, stupid. Lots of movement today in the financial world in response to the worsening mortgage meltdown. These are the latest developments. Bank of America has just announced that it will buy Countrywide Financial, the nation's largest mortgage lender, for about $4 billion in stock in an attempt to rescue the struggling institution and protect a previous $2 billion investment by B of A in Countrywide.
So why does Countrywide need rescuing? Well, we know numbers and economy stories can sometimes give you a case amigo, my eyes glaze over. But here is one fact that is pretty clear. Countrywide has lost 88% of its stock value since the housing bubble began to burst about a year ago. The company has gone from a high value of $26 billion to less than $5 billion.
And the city of Cleveland, Ohio, thinks it knows who's to blame for the mortgage crisis. Yesterday, Mayor Frank Jackson announced a lawsuit against 21 major investment banks that he says enabled the crisis by buying and selling risky loans. That news comes just 2 days after the city of Baltimore announced it would sue Wells Fargo, alleging that bank engaged in predatory lending targeting low-income and minority households.
At issues are so-called adjustable-rate mortgages, ARMs, you've heard them. They offer you that introductory rate early on, and then the rates can sometimes go up and up and up quite a bit. These mortgages have become very popular in recent years because you got that first low-interest entry rate. But the problem is, when the rates started shooting up, many folks couldn't pay.
So what does it all mean? Well, Republican presidential candidate Ron Paul thinks he knows.
I believe we're in a recession. I think it's going to get a lot worse. If we continue to do the wrong things that we've done in the past, that it's going to be delayed, just as what happened in the Depression.
Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke won't say the R word, but he signaled yesterday that a big interest rate cut may be needed to prevent one of those R words.
In light of recent changes in the outlook and the risks to growth, additional policy easing may well be necessary.
Now, Federal Reserve chairmen have a legendary ability to say really important things in ways that the general public and people like me barely notice. But here's how folks on Wall Street heard Ben Bernanke's last statement.
In light of recent changes in the outlook and the risks to growth, additional policy easing may well be necessary.
You see, they think it's a really big deal and it's important.
Now I get it.
Understand?
Yeah.
Sound effects are everything.
Indeed.
Bernanke promised to act, quote, in a decisive and timely manner, unquote. The Fed's next meeting happens at the end of the month. And that is the BPP's big story. Now here's Laura Conaway with even more news.